This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Generosity. How about the Night of Power? How about Laylatul Qadr? Even more freeing. How about the ones who can't fast? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith, he who breaks someone's fast is freeing from hellfire. Man fattara fihi sa'iman kana itqan. Subhanallah. Do you feel his love? Do your eyes tear out of love for him? Out of desire to meet with him? Subhanaka Allah. Let's go on to the third reward. Supplication or dua is accepted. This is the month for making dua, the month in which your supplication will be accepted. The Prophet ﷺ said, and for the fasting person is a prayer at the time of breaking his fast that is never denied. The Prophet ﷺ said that. Do you believe the Prophet ﷺ? Never denied. لا ترد. دعوة لا ترد. And that's why the verse in the Quran says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask thee concerning me, I am indeed close to them. Listen, I listen to the prayer of every supplicant when he calleth on me. This verse came right after the verses that we're talking about Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ to the end. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you. This verse about the dua came right after. Why? Because Ramadan is a month in which prayer or dua is accepted. Supplication is accepted. Okay. What's our fourth reward? A treasure of good deeds. Kanzun min al-hasanat. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever draws nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing any of the optional good deeds in this month shall receive the same reward as performing an obligatory deed at any other time. So two rak'ahs of sunnah are equivalent to dhuhr prayer. And then he goes on saying, and whoever performs an obligatory deed in this month shall receive the reward of performing 70 obligatory deeds at any other time. So imagine, every obligatory deed is multiplied by 70. And the deed is as 10. Allah hasana bi'ashra amsaliha. What is this? Isn't it enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already erased our sins? No. And take deeds. Take multiplied deeds. Ramadan, guys, is like a sale. It's a sale on good deeds, a clearance. Grab as much as you can. Grab while you can, while you're still here. You don't know if you're going to be here next year or not. Nobody, wallahi, nobody knows when it's going to end for them. Grab while you can. You're here, you're alive, you're in Ramadan. Take as much good deeds as you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you. One is equivalent to 10 and you're in Ramadan multiplied by 70. Wallahu yudaif liman yasha'. Let's take an example. So the five prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a good is multiplied by 10. So the five prayers multiplied by 10, and since we're in Ramadan, we multiplied by 70, that's 3,500 deeds for one prayer. Whoever does that? You buy something for a dollar, you get something that's worth a dollar. But here, you pray one prayer, you get 3,500 deeds. What is this generosity? Do you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to us? Subhanallah. And know something, these rewards are not the rewards for fasting, no. These rewards are for your deeds during Ramadan. So how about the reward for fasting? What is the reward for fasting? Do you know this hadith that says, no servant fasts a day in the sake of Allah, except that Allah moves the hellfire 70 years further away from his face. بَعَدَ اللَّهُ النَّارَ عَنْهُ أَوْ جَهَنَّمْ 70 years 70 years away from your face. Real fasting. Imagine one day of real fasting equivalent to 70 folds or years further away from hellfire. And how much are we in need for that, to be safe from hellfire? Another hadith, no one fasts in a day in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that Allah moves hellfire away from him 100 years. Masiratu ma'ata'am. He moves away hellfire 100 years away from you. A third hadith, no one fasts a day in the sake of Allah except that Allah distances between him and hellfire like a distance between the heavens and the earth. كَمَا بَعَدْ بَيْنَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And you see the difference in the reward is compatible with the degree of sincerity. Is that all that's the reward for fasting? No, that's not all the rewards for fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward. Each good deed receiving 10 times its like, up to 700 times. Allah the Most High said, except for fasting, for it's for me, and I will reward for it. SubhanAllah. So to start off with, the reward of fasting is more than 700 times. So what is exactly the reward of fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never told us. Why? This is the prize. Do you have to know everything? Let there be a surprise. So when you enter heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can surprise you. You know, just like in the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, there is a gate in paradise that is called Ar-Rayyan. On the day of resurrection, it will say, where are those who fasted? Ayna sa'imun? When the last one has passed through the gate, it will be locked. And no one except them will pass through it. Did you notice what the hadith said? It said, in paradise is a gate. It didn't say for paradise is a gate. This means that this is a gate inside heaven, not a main entrance to heaven. People have already entered heaven. Then those who fast will be called upon them. Where are the people who really fasted? Aina sa'imun? And you would call and say, oh me Allah, I fasted. I fasted in Ramadan of 2011. I really fasted. And they will be entered through this gate into another place in heaven specifically for them. But how come all of the people in heaven fasted, right? No, we're talking about the ones who really fasted. Remember how we said every part of me is fasting? And also note the name of the door. It says what? Rayyan, which means to quench one's thirst. So how come? How come it's called that? When everybody who already entered heaven drank from the Prophet's hand, a drink which after which they'll never get thirsty again. شَرْبَةً لَا يَزْمَعُونَ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. You see, the quenching here is not from the thirst of water only, no. But to quench the eye that lowered its gaze while fasting from all sins, with wonderful scenes they've never seen before. Nothing seemed like that, not even the ones in heaven. To quench their hearts with people's love, whom they loved on earth and worshipped together in Ramadan. And despite all that, we still don't know what the exact reward for fasting is. What are you going to reward us with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sit and dream. And even after you do that, we still won't be able to picture what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us from rewards. Now we move on to the fifth reward. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is better than 1,000 months. So, one night is equal to a lifetime, right? Why? Because one night is equivalent to how many years? Well, I mean, the 1,000 months is equivalent to how many years? 84 years. That's how much probably most of us will live. Some of us won't even live that much, and some of us might live a couple more years, you know. So, one night, 1,000 months, 84 years. One action of prostration, sujood, in this night is equal to 84 years of prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One tear drop in this night is as if you've been crying for 84 years continuously from fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving charity in this night is like giving the same amount of money you gave for 84 years. Making supplication, praying, worshipping, 84 years, 1,000 months. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, only those who are lost in misery and are deprived from Allah's mercy are the ones who are deprived from this night. Ya Rab, la taj'alna min al-mahrumin, Ya Rab, from this night. Don't deprive us from this night, Ya Allah. Let's move on to the sixth reward. The best one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness with his worshippers. Farhat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ibadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith, O my angels, ya malaikati, look at my worshipper. Undhuru ila abdi. He left his food, his drink and his desire for me. لَقَدْ تَرَكَ طَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ وَشَهْوَتِهِ مِنْ أَجْلِي. O my angels, I make you bear witness that I have forgiven my servant. يَا مَلَائِكَتِي وَشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي. Yeah, Ya Allah. Do you believe and feel the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with us? Subhanallah. Such a beautiful feeling. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah gives his believing, fasting worshippers in Ramadan 5 things. So other than the rewards, there are 5 things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the fasting people. First thing, if it's the first night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at them with an eye of mercy. And he who is looked upon with an eye of mercy can never be punished by him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks tonight at you with an eye of mercy, he will never punish you. The second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels to make istighfar or ask for forgiveness for his fasting worshippers. The angels are making istighfar for you right now. The third thing, the smell of a fasting person's breath is better than the smell of musk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the orders in heavens and tells it, oh my heaven, adorn yourself and prepare yourself. Groups of my worshippers are about to leave the rest in this life to come to you. The fifth thing, on the last night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks down onto his worshippers once more with an eye of mercy and forgives them. So a man said, O Prophet of Allah, is this the reward of the night of power? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, this is a different reward. So he said, what is this then, O Prophet of Allah? He said, this is on the last night when every working person has finished his work and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays them their wages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of rewarding. Do you love him? Try to benefit from every minute. Believe me, wallahi, time passes by so quickly. And you're going to look back at all the Ramadans you lived and you'll find maybe there are 5 or 6 that you actually focused in. Life is full of troubles. 1 year you'll be sick and another you'll be overloaded with work. And another you'll have family problems. And another your wife has a problem or your son gets ill. And one Ramadan will pass after the other. If you find yourself focusing in Ramadan, hold on to it with all your might. Don't say there's a lot of Ramadan still to come. You never know. It might never come again once for you once more. Please. And there are people who keep delaying until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays them or leaves them behind, saying, go, I don't want you anymore. مَذَالَ قَوْمًا يَتَخَلَّفُونَ حَتَّى يُخَلِّفْهُمُ اللَّهُ. Please, I beg you, hold on to it tight. We don't want to be from those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't want you anymore. يُخَلِّفْهُمُ اللَّهُ. That's such a big thing. You don't want to be from those people. I'll tell you something else. The Prophet ﷺ said, benefit from 5 before 5. Benefit from your health before you get sick. اغتنم صحتك قبل مرضك. Benefit from your youth before you get old. اغتنم من شبابك قبل هرمك. Benefit from your spare time before you get occupied with work. اغتنم وقت فراغك قبل عملك. Benefit from your life before your death. اغتنم حياتك قبل مماتك. Benefit from your wealth before your poverty. اغتنم your wealth, مالك قبل what? قبل فقرك. I beg you, if you have the spare time, take this year, take the advantage of it. And don't say, I still have next year. Please, take benefit from it. The Prophet ﷺ says, أَلَا إِنَّ لَرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ زَهْرِكُمْ لَنَفَحَاتِ أَلَا تَتَعَرَّدُوا لَهَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you nafha, ta'arradu laha, meaning what? If you feel you're praying and suddenly you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened upon you, He's giving you this feeling that you're focused, that you're there, that you really feel everything, grab onto it and live it. Live the moment and say, I'm going to take benefit of it. Ta'arradu laha, hadihi nafha. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grab onto it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Atakum Ramadan, shahru baraka. Ramadan has come upon you. Yakhshakum Allahu fihi. فينزل الرحمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends mercy upon you. ويحط الخطايا. And He takes away your sins. ويستجاب فيه الدعاء. And supplication is accepted in it. ويرفع فيه الدرجات. And your deeds are elevated. ويباهي بكم الملائكة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brags about you to the angels, saying, look at my worshippers, look what they're doing. وينظر سبحان الله وتعالى إلى تهافتكم في الخير. He looks on how you run towards doing good things. فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا. Show Allah سبحانه وتعالى the best of you. فإن الشقي من حرم رحمة الله في رمضان. فإن الشقي من حرم رحمة الله في رمضان. I'm sorry. The one who is miserable is the one who is deprived from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in Ramadan. Do you feel that? SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, all of this is going on, show me the best of you. Let's do something. Why don't we put a motto for ourselves in Ramadan? I'll suggest some mottos and write them down and text them to your friends and ask them, what do you think of this motto? Like Prophet Moses, peace be upon him's motto, he said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I am coming to you, Allah, as fast as I can so you can be pleased with me. Or how about Prophet Ibrahim's motto? وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَى رَبِّي فَيَهْدِينَ. I'm coming to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you may guide me. Or how about this motto?